Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Current Issues Show on True Chat, broadcasting from Studio 2A in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Justin T. Weller, joined today by John Umstead, host of Business is Art, author, and business consultant extraordinaire. So thank you very much, John, for being on.
Oh, thanks for having me. Extraordinaire, for sure.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that one.
That's great.
So I have to accurately describe my guests, and it's important to note when they are extraordinaires. So John is definitely one of those on our network, and if you haven't listened to his show, take an opportunity to head over to Business is Art on True Chat in the business section, of course, and tune in. I think it's got really good insight from a number of perspectives, not just if you're a business mind, but there's a lot of things that are real world related as well, which is kind of ironic considering that so much of when people think business, they think of it as a separate thing, but in many ways it's integrated into just everyday people's behavior. So check it out. It's very interesting and I enjoy it a lot, but today we're focusing on a different subject area. And this is our Everyday Perspectives kind of mini series that we're now kicking off on the Current Issues show. We just finished High School in America about 2 weeks ago. So this is our new one. And the whole idea here is that we talk to everyday people or people who aren't political pundits, who don't spend their lives studying and analyzing politics, such as myself, to get their perspectives on what they care about, what matters to them, and why. So we're going to start, John, today by just having you share with me what are your one or two most important or most passionate issues that you'd like to express. So you don't have to explain why yet. Just give me some insight into what those are.
Okay. And this could be political or non-political or both, or...
Yeah, it could be any combination. So it's just whatever makes your top list. So it could be, it could be one political and one not, both not. Because at the end of the day, we find it all pretty much ties back into it at some point.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. Okay, good. Well, first I'd like to say thanks for having me on the Current Issues show. It's been a while since I've been on, so I appreciate it. And I appreciate the plug for Business is Art and would like to echo what you said. We do try to hit on points that really you can take, into business certainly, but into life in general as well. And that's very purposeful, because I find that a lot of the theories and methods and practices that are employed in business really make a lot of sense in your personal life as well. And that actually, unbeknownst to you, is a really good lead in to one of the a couple of things that rank very highly for me in terms of just issues is, as trite as it sounds, living significantly, with a focus on significance is something that's very much a big part of my life. And it's a very big part of my consulting. Business is Art, the book and the show, and the way I try to live. And like I said, it sounds very trite because you hear it a lot, focus on significance versus focusing on success, because when you focus on success, that really is focused on yourself. And when you focus on significance, you are focused on others and the success of others. And that's kind of the life philosophy that I've adopted and have taken into my business and try to put out in front of and encourage others.
Sure. Well, I definitely like that one. Identify with it pretty closely. And we'll do a little deeper dive here in a moment. Is there another one that you're also... either equally or very close to equally passionate about or feel strongly about?
Yeah, there is. And they are tied. But first I'd say that, significance is something that you can directly tie into politics as well. But really kind of what led me on that path to kind of adopt that life philosophy really was... another issue that's very personal to me, and that is suicide prevention. I had just a series of years where But several people close to me committed suicide, and it really brought me to a dark place in my life, questioning a lot, and questioning my own life and my own behavior, and that is what ultimately kind of brought me around to this, you know, philosophy of significance, and so it is something that is still a big issue for me. I contribute to suicide prevention organizations, participate in 10Ks or 5Ks rather. 10K is a little much for me.
A little ambitious.
Have many friends that are also involved in various suicide prevention organizations and policy and that sort of thing. And it's something that also is very central to my life.
Wow. Well, I think that having insight on that's always helpful too, which is part of what we talk about with these issues is why they're important. And I don't know, I actually recall that you have mentioned that before in the past. I don't think we've ever actually, you know, did any real analysis into it or discussion behind it. I actually experienced losing somebody who I guess wasn't close to me anymore, but somebody who I still deeply cared about to suicide as well. Just this year. So you know, I think that that's an issue that has become more and more prevalent, unfortunately, in society. I guess it's not unfortunate that the issue has become more prevalent. It's unfortunate that it's gotten worse and not better. From the standpoint of, you know, you would think that we can do more than we're doing. So I'm very interested to talk about both of those with you. But before we dive into either one, I'd like to take a quick moment and remind you that new episodes of this show, The Current Issue Show, are available Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time, depending on your fancy. But Eastern Standard Time, we always say that. And I realized just this past week that, you know, part of the year we're in EDT and part of the time we're in EST. But we're always referring to Eastern time, so we'll just stick with that. Whatever time it is on the East Coast, that's the time that we're referencing. So that's where we're at here, folks, is 6 p.m. on the East Coast. So just whatever, you know, however that works out for you. True Chat Show of the Week is the True Sports Show, and I thought this was very interesting considering that Cam's not here, and I'm not supposed to use the word interesting, so it's very curious that because Cam's not here, curious Cam's gone, that his show is the show of the week. But nonetheless, it is a really good show, ladies and gentlemen, and I encourage you to take an opportunity to check it out. You won't be sorry that you did, especially if you're a sports fan. A lot of good deep dives into sports issues, as well as just your, you know, everyday predictions and good banter back and forth between your sports experts, all four of them, that you can hear on the True Sports Show. So definitely check that out. And it's released Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all by 6 p.m. So again, check out the True Sports Show. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that the media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. To ensure that this episode maintains the highest of ethical standards, we make it easy for you to voice any concerns with the show by emailing ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org. So let's turn our attention back now to the two things that John brought up. I'm going to do a little recap, make sure that I'm on the same page he is before we continue forward. So living significantly was the first thing he brought up. And you might equate that to, you know, having meaning behind what you're doing and contrasting that with living significantly as opposed to living, you know, successfully. And obviously, I think that translates into a lot of different areas in life. It transcends many spectrums, obviously the political one being part of that. And then the second thing he brought up is suicide prevention, which involves his personal experiences, part of the reason that he's passionate about it. And obviously, it's fairly self-explanatory that, you know, more needs to be done. Now we'll talk about some of what that looks like here as well. So do you have a preference on whichever one we start with there, John, or does that matter?
It doesn't matter. For me, they're so intertwined that they may bleed into one another. But it doesn't matter which one we start with.
Okay. Well, I think that we'll just stay in order then and spend a little bit of time on both. So living significantly, I guess I want you to explain to us a little bit more what you mean by that. Are you talking about, like I highlighted, living with meaning and purpose? Is that what you're after, or are you taking that in a different direction? And then how do you see that as something that you want the world to address? Is that, you know, do you want more people to live with meaning and purpose, and what's that look like?
Yeah, I think with meaning and purpose is part of it, but it's also with a focus on others. So using me as an example, I spent a number of years really focused on my own career and what would be, you know, kind of next for me. Certainly trying to take care of the people that reported to me or the employees that I had. But I was really, I was also very focused on just my own career path. And as I moved into this kind of philosophy of significance, the focus became less about me and more about how can I help others to be successful. And that's much more gratifying. Because I think Oprah Winfrey she's at least one of the famous characters that have made this statement, kind of famous in and of itself. Whether or not she initiated it, I really don't know, but she certainly made it famous when she said that, I'm paraphrasing, but significance, focusing on success, you're focused on yourself. When you focus on others, that's significance. And so that's what it. So meaning and purpose, yes, but the meaning and purpose behind it is that you really are focused on others being successful. And when you do that, success will follow for you. You'll achieve success of your own by focusing on the success of others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think that's, it is beyond meaning and purpose, because sometimes somebody's meaning and purpose isn't directly related to the success of others. So I guess...
Right.
I guess clarifying that's important from the standpoint of understanding where you're headed with the, with the topic. So expand on for me then, what's the issue here? What's the issue that either society or the world faces, and how do we mitigate that in any way?
Yeah, well, I don't really look at this as it's a timeless thing. In that, just we as humans, when we're faced with danger, what's our initial reaction? We do what we can to survive, right? And so we hear stories of heroes who sacrifice themselves in the face of danger in order to save others. And that kind of goes against our animal nature, right? That goes against our animal instincts, because instinctively, intuitively, we protect ourselves. In dangerous situations, or we might protect our children. The parent situation comes into play, but so I'm taking that to the extreme, but that's just to say that that's just kind of the nature of mankind. So I don't see it as a generational thing, but I just think humans in general look out for themselves. And wouldn't the world be a much better place if we kind of ignored a lot of that instinctual behavior and looked out for everyone else, looked out for others? And then we'd know, hey, somebody else has got my back as well. I don't have to worry about me so much, because everyone's looking out for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I think I find it non-coincidental that you brought that up, just from the standpoint of, I've mentioned it so many times on this show that I've always thought the easiest way to make the world, that the very simple way to make the world miles better, is that if everybody was just a little bit nicer and respectful to one another, which I know is not the same as what you're talking about, because obviously, yeah, being nice and respectful is different in many ways than actually caring about the success or well-being of other people. But it is a step in that direction. And that's just to go to say that, if you can step out of a small box for just a few seconds and really think about your place in the grand scheme of things, you can do a lot to impact many people by just doing a few small things.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side, right, you can do a whole lot in your life and only accomplish a little bit of personal success if you don't spend any time influencing others.
Right. Right.
And I think.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
I was just going to add that, you know, just kind of the way I expressed it a little bit ago, if you are a political junkie, you might misconstrue what I was saying and equate it to, say, socialism or something like that. And it's not at all what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just, you know, everyone shares equally in everything sort of thing. I'm talking about truly being focused on others' success and helping them to achieve the things that they wish to achieve. And the emphasis there is on helping them to do it as opposed to just giving it to them.
Right. Absolutely. Because, you know, you just give people something and then what they do with it's always so up for, you know, up for debate or if they even use it at all. So it's kind of the Pandora's box of, you know, you want to do something that actually has a lasting effect, not just an immediate one.
Right.
Which it kind of goes down to the small level of if you've ever had somebody ask you for money on the street, you know, from the standpoint of it's like you want to help, but does that mean that you give them something or does that
right.
mean that you do something, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And there is a difference, I think, is part of what you're highlighting. So I think that that's important, but that's about all the time we're going to spend on that one. Part of what we're doing again, ladies and gentlemen, is we're getting the context from your American citizens, like John Umstead here, who's not usually on a political show. And then we're going to dive into the four topics that we've received this week over the next 4 weeks. So that hopefully that provides some context on what we're doing with these and why we're not digging super deep into them right now. So the other thing was suicide prevention. And I think that obviously this one's got a lot of different stuff. John's highlighted that it's got a lot of personal connections for his life, part of the reason he's passionate about it. What do you see, John, as the problem here? If, you know, I mean, obviously the problem is that there's suicide, but is it that there's just way more than there should be? Not that there ever should be any, but way more than there should be. Is it that there's not enough being done? Is it that we're not paying attention to mental health? What's the problem here in your mind?
In my mind, it's the last two that you just mentioned. So there's not enough being done, and we don't pay enough attention to mental health issues. And I think that's honestly, Justin, I really don't know. I haven't looked at the stats. I don't know if suicide is more prevalent now than it was 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago. I believe in the military it is, but we've also never been at war for this long of a period of time either, so I guess that's not surprising. But in general, is suicide up, down, or the same?
I've got the data for you if you'd like.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from 1999 to 2010, so about a 10-year span, the suicide rate among Americans who were ages 35 to 64 increased by nearly 30%. That's the largest increase among men. The largest increase was among men in their 50s, with rates rising nearly 50% to 30 per 100,000. For women aged 60 to 64, rates rose 60% to 7 per 100,000. Per 100,000. So 30% increase from 1999 to 2010 for Americans aged 35 to 64.
Yeah, and it's heartbreaking because it's wasted lives, right? And I have to wonder too how much of that increase is more willingness to report it as suicide, which kind of goes to the whole I guess, issue of awareness. It's great to promote awareness that suicide is a problem, but what we have to put more focus on is how do we recognize people who are at risk, and then how do we treat them or help them? You know, it's a big quandary because there are all kinds of things that get in the way, legitimately get in the way. Like, when is somebody truly suicidal versus, you know, how many people have said, oh my gosh, I just want to kill myself,
right?
You know, and it's common vernacular, right? So did they really mean it? Did they not mean it? And do I say anything because they said it? Do I not say anything? And we're all in this quandary of not knowing what to do. So I think the best that we can do is educate ourselves and insist on our school systems educating students on and teachers on the signs. And you're not always going to see them, right? You're still going to be surprised from time to time, but perhaps we can do a better job of recognizing when there is a threat and reporting it in a way or helping in a way that truly is helpful as opposed to intrusive.
Right.
Or degrading, or you know, full of stigma. You know, I'll stay away from Joe, he's nuts, you know.
Right. Well, and I guess I would be curious to know what you think. I have perceived, at least around the people you know, that I know better over the past, you know, year or so, I've been around a lot of different people who have had experience with you know, mental health care, as far as whether they are part of the industry or whether they are utilizing the industry. And I guess I would say that I am under the perception, again, this isn't, you know, factually based, that the stigma is getting better when it comes to seeking help for mental health, you know, seeing a psychologist or a therapist or, you know, some kind of counselor to address these, you know, to address the problems before they become bigger and worse problems, or if they're really bad, getting the help that you need. I guess I feel like it seems like that's getting better. Is that, what's your experience with that?
I would say in the last couple of years, I have seen more, that would support what you're saying. I've seen more grassroots efforts to try to bring the subject to the forefront and without the stigma, you know, making it okay for someone to feel depressed or suicidal. Not okay to do it, not okay to carry through, but okay to have those feelings. It doesn't make you a freak or in the minority, because what you find is a lot of people have those feelings. They just don't take it to the end and actually act them out. So I think you're right in terms of we're beginning to remove that stigma. We're beginning to make it okay for people to say, hey, I have these feelings and they're pressing on me. So that's good. We need to do a lot more of it.
Well, we're going to definitely address that as an episode in the upcoming weeks. And Cam and I will get into the practicality of, you know, addressing some of what John's discussed, like school systems doing better education for it, what that would look like, how it will work, that sort of thing. And of course, we'll look to follow up with John as well in case he has anything else that he'd like to throw our way. But before we get out of here, if you haven't already, download True Chat's mobile app. You can connect with us on social media right in the app or visit our website, truechat.org, truechat.org. Again, that's truechat.org. Our network offers a great lineup of shows on sports and politics to pop culture, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So make sure to explore what True Chat has to offer. For the Current Issue Show on True Chat, broadcasting from Studio 2A in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Justin T. Weller.
And I'm John Umstead.
Special thanks again to John for being on. And thank you all very much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the Current Issue Show. Be the change.